bloodborne pathogen post-exposure. Exposure to BBPs is a serious concern for HCP. Despite improved methods for preventing them, occupational exposures still occur. Therefore, post-exposure management is an integral component in helping prevent BBP transmission. There are specific recommendations for post-exposure treatment and management of occupational blood exposure to HBV, HCV, and HIV. An exposure that could place HCP at risk for an HBV. HCV, or HIV infection, is defined as a percutaneous injury. For example, a needle stick or cut with a sharp object, or contact of mucous membrane or non-intact skin. For example, exposed skin that is chapped, abraded, or afflicted with dermatitis, with blood, tissue, or other body fluids that are potentially infectious. The probability of infection after exposure of a susceptible person depends on the type and severity of the exposure, the pathogen involved, the amount of blood involved in the exposure, the amount of pathogen in the patient's blood at the time of exposure, the susceptibility of the exposed person. Key point, BBP exposure incident follow-up, including information in the Sharps injury log, SIL, must be kept confidential to protect the privacy of the injured worker. HBV exposure. The risk of acquiring hepatitis B infection from occupational exposure is dependent on the nature and frequency of exposure to blood or to body fluids containing blood from persons who have either acute or chronic HBV infection. An exposure to HBV occurs when the source person tests positive for hepatitis B surface antigen, HBsAg, or when their HBV status is unknown. All HCP, including those who have demonstrated protection against HBV, should be advised to immediately report blood or bodily fluid exposures to occupational health. An evaluation of the appropriate measures to prevent transmission of BBP should then take place. If the exposed person is vaccinated but the vaccine response is unknown, then a baseline test for HBV antibodies, hepatitis B core antibodies, anti-HBC, and surface antibodies, anti-HBs, should be performed. Depending on the positive or negative result for each of the HBsAg, anti-HBC, and anti-HBs tests, the baseline test may indicate a variety of overall results, as shown in Exhibit 4-3. Exhibit 4-3, Interpretation of HBV Serologic Test Results. Adapted from CDC. Interpretation of Hepatitis B Serologic Test Results. Baseline testing is not necessary if the exposed person has not been vaccinated or the vaccine response is known. If the source is known to be HBsAg seropositive and the exposed person has not been vaccinated, the vaccine series should begin at the time of the exposure and hepatitis B immune globulin, HBIG, should be administered as soon as possible after the exposure, preferably within 24 hours. HBIG is human immunoglobulin used to prevent the development of HBV. For exposed persons who are in the process of being vaccinated but have not completed the vaccination series, vaccination should be completed as scheduled. Persons exposed to HBsAg positive blood or bodily fluids that are known not to have a response to a primary vaccine series should receive a single dose of HBIG and should reinitiate the HBV vaccine series with the first dose of the HBV vaccine as soon as possible after exposure. Alternatively, they should receive two doses of HBIG, one dose as soon as possible after exposure and the second dose 1 month later. The option of administering one dose of HBIG and reinitiating the vaccine series is preferred for non-responders who have not completed a second three-dose vaccine series. For individuals who have previously completed a second vaccine series but did not develop a response, two doses of HBIG are preferred. HCV exposure. PEP with immunoglobulin antiviral agents or immunomodulators is not recommended after exposure to HCV-positive blood. The intent of current recommendations for post-exposure management is to identify chronic infections early and then refer infected individuals to a specialist for additional follow-up and medical management. Guidance provides two options for initial source testing. The preferred option is testing the source for HCV RNA. The second option is testing for HCV antibodies, and then if positive, testing also for HCV RNA. Only HCV RNA and antibody tests that were administered at or after the time of exposure can be considered negative for source testing. The HCV antibody test is recommended 4 to 6 months after exposure. However, follow-up testing is not currently recommended for HCP exposed to blood or bodily fluids from a source patient that tests positive for HCV antibodies but negative for HCV RNA. There are no existing recommendations for restricting the professional activities of HCP with an HCV infection. However, any limitations should be determined on a case-by-case basis after considering the factors that influence transmission. These considerations should include the provider's inability or unwillingness to comply with IPC standards, including the use of protective barriers, appropriate hand hygiene, and safe injection practices. HIV exposure. Occupational exposure to HIV can be a frightening experience. Clinicians knowledgeable about HIV transmission risks can provide supportive counseling to workers during follow-up procedures. Workers sustaining accidental parenteral exposures to HIV should be counseled to undergo baseline and follow-up testing for 6 months after exposure, for example, at 6 weeks, 12 weeks, and 6 months, to diagnose infection. If the first test is a rapid test and it is positive, the patient should be directed to a medical setting to receive follow-up testing. If the first test is a lab test and it is positive, the lab will conduct follow-up testing, usually on the same blood specimen as the first test. Expert consultation is recommended for delayed exposure reports, later than 72 hours, as the time frame after exposure during which PEP is effective is not precisely defined. If the source of the exposure is unknown, the use of PEP is to be decided on a case-by-case basis, in consideration of the severity of the exposure and epidemiologic likelihood of an HIV exposure. For individuals known or suspected to be pregnant or breastfeeding, provision of PEP should not be delayed while awaiting expert consultation. PEP should also not be delayed if the source person's virus is known or suspected to be resistant to one or more PEP drugs. If prescribed, antiretroviral medications after exposure are usually continued for 28 days. Early reevaluation, within 72 hours after exposure, is strongly recommended regardless of whether the healthcare worker is taking PEP, as additional information about the exposure or source person may become available. Alternatively, if the clinician is certain that a fourth-generation combination HIV-P24 antigen/antibody test is being utilized, then HIV testing could be performed at baseline, again at 6 weeks, and then concluded at 4 months post-exposure. Follow-up testing should include complete blood counts and renal and hepatic function tests at baseline and 2 weeks post-exposure. Further testing may be indicated if abnormalities are detected. Key point: immediate reporting and access to chemoprophylaxis after HIV exposure is recommended. Data suggests antiviral activity is diminished when treatment is delayed for more than 24 hours. One example of best practices comes from the United States Public Health Service, USPS, though different jurisdictions may have differing rules and regulations. Since 1996, the USPS has recommended post-exposure chemoprophylaxis with antiretroviral agents after certain needle stick, mucous membrane, and non-intact skin exposures to HIV-infected sources that pose a risk of infection transmission. Selection of the PEP regimen should consider the comparative risk of infection represented by the exposure. Information about the exposure source, including history of and response to antiretroviral therapy based on clinical response. CD4 plus T-cell counts, viral load measurements, current disease stage, tolerability of PEP, including the potential toxicity of the regimen. All HCP taking HIV PEP should be evaluated within 48 to 72 hours after exposure and monitored for drug toxicity for at least 2 weeks. HCP should not perform exposure-prone invasive procedures until counsel from an expert panel has been sought. The panel should review and recommend procedures the worker can perform, taking into account specific procedures as well as skill and technique of the worker. Standard precautions should always be observed.